Our first scripture lesson today is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Listen now for God's word for you in this reading of scripture. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voice of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and whom shall go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and comprehend with their minds, and turn and be healed." Then I said, "How long, O Lord?" And he said, "Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people. The land is utterly desolate. The Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remains in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." For the word of creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us.
Our next scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke. We're continuing in the fourth chapter of Luke. We have been in the fourth chapter of Luke now for the last couple of weeks. And we are continuing in the stories of Jesus at the very beginning of his ministry. So let us listen to the word as it comes to us and speaks to our hearts. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were astounded at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone. What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and out they come." And a report about Jesus began to reach every place in the region. After leaving the synagogue, he entered Simon's house. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. Then he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she got up and began to serve him. As the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various kinds of diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them Christian, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. So he continued proclaiming the message in the synagogues of Judea. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. In reading all the stories of Jesus at the beginning of his ministry, how just about everywhere he went, people were amazed at what he had to say, but there were also people who rejected Jesus. He went to his home synagogue, we read last week, and they tried to run him out of town and throw him off of a cliff. This week we have him visiting synagogue there in Capernaum. Capernaum happened to be the hometown of Simon Peter. And he is in that synagogue there preaching when a man with demons, it says, comes up and starts screaming at Jesus and saying, get away from us, we know who you are, leave us alone. And he tells the demon to come out, and it does. This seems to happen to Jesus a lot. Wherever Jesus shows up, he makes people uncomfortable. They like him. They say, oh, you're so wonderful. You're such a great teacher. You speak with authority. And then they listen to what he has to say and what he does, and they get uncomfortable, sometimes even to the point of being violent, verbally and physically. It's kind of reminded me of a movie I saw a few years ago. Some of you may have seen it. It's a movie called What About Bob? Anybody see that movie? Yeah, I heard some chuckles. What About Bob? I think Bill Murray. Bill Murray was a fellow with some mental problems and some psychoses. And he had been pawned off on a psychiatrist played by Richard Dreyfuss. And Richard Dreyfuss was kind of a pompous, egotistical psychiatrist who took on Bill Murray to take care of him. And Bill's character was named Bob. And if those of you who are familiar with the movie know, but if you didn't see it, what Bob did is Bob just actually using this psychiatrist book, which was called Baby Steps. Says you make progress by taking baby steps. And so Bob took baby steps, and by taking baby steps, he worked his way into the family of this psychiatrist while they were on vacation. And they loved him. And it drove Richard Dreyfuss crazy, even to the point of violence and screaming. And the question was, what about Bob? What are we going to do with Bob? And I thought of this movie plot in reading these stories. What about Jesus? What are we going to do about Jesus? He just keeps showing up and causing problems. But, you know, what he has to say is pretty good. What do we do about Jesus? What do we do about these demons? You know, we have demons in our world today. But what we try to do is we try to identify demons in terms of mental illness or a physical illness, somebody having seizures. in today's world. We have demons of race, color, religious creed, national origin, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, age, genetic information, military service, disability. Those are some demons in our culture, in the modern world today. Because these are things that possess us. And in many of these things I just read off, which, by the way, every one of these things are covered somewhere in some kind of law in our country to prevent discrimination. And you know, something dawned on me when I was a teenager. I was a lifeguard at a swimming pool one summer, and it was a public pool, and there were signs all over the place about do not run, do not throw, do not spit, do not chew gum, do not. And all of a sudden it occurred to me that, you know, if there's ever a sign that says do not, that means somebody has tried it. That means somebody has done it. And we live in a culture that we have to have laws and regulations and guidelines about discrimination because we discriminate. And we discriminate on all these different levels. Some of us maybe not on all of them. Some of us on maybe one or two. But I guarantee you every one of us have our places of prejudice and discrimination. We have our demons. And one good way to identify a demon is that when that demon is identified, when that demon is brought out into the open, if there is a violent reaction, you can just about guarantee that that is a demon. We deal with our demons in different ways. I would suggest a couple of them. One of them is aggressive denial. We see it in our culture all the time. When someone is identified as having a discriminatory demon, there's aggressive denial. Oh, no, not me. I didn't do that. What? I'm not a racist. I'm not a sexist. I don't have anything against people in the military. What do you mean? Aggressive denial. We hear it all the time. We do it all the time. Another way is projected mirroring. We just say, oh, well, I'm not so bad. Just look at so-and-so. Just look at them. Everybody's doing it. I'm not the only one that painted my face black. I'm not the only one that uses vulgar language when talking about women. Everybody does it. It's just locker room talk. We mirror our own demons onto other people. Another way we do it is through rationalization. Oh, well, you know, that's the way it was back then. That's the way everybody lived back then. That's what everybody thought. Or, you know, I didn't know any different. That's the way I was raised. We rationalize our demons. And then we have passive aggressive acceptance, which may be the most insidious of them all. Why, of course, I'm not prejudiced. And then we go live our prejudiced, privileged lives. Of course, I'm not a sexist. And then we go take advantage of systems that reward one gender and not another. It's a passive, aggressive acceptance of our demons. And you see, this is what Jesus and the gospel does. It brings our demons out in the open. And this is what happens in these stories. The demon is identified and immediately says, "Oh, we know who you are. Leave us alone. Leave us alone, Jesus. You just stick with your teaching." And that may very well be going on in our lives today. What about Jesus? Do we really believe the gospel of Jesus, the things he teaches? Kathy read a passage from Isaiah this morning. We usually stop that passage at the sixth verse, I think it is, with Isaiah saying, "Here I am, Lord, send me." And then we sing a song about, "Here I am, Lord, is it on the Lord?" And we seem to stop at the place where God says, "And this is what I want you to say." Were you paying attention to what God told Isaiah? Basically, God told Isaiah, "You're going to go out there and you're going to preach the truth, and it is going to close people's ears. It's going to close people's eyes. It's going to close people's mouths. They're not going to hear, see anything you say. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse until the whole thing falls apart." But when he falls apart, there's going to be a smoldering stump. And in that smoldering stump is the seed of the gospel. And if you're familiar at all with the story of Isaiah, that's exactly what happens. Isaiah preaches and preaches and preaches and preaches. And the nation of Israel gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. The Babylonians come in, destroy them, take them off into exile. But there's a tiny remnant left. You see, we have a tendency to close our eyes, close our ears to the gospel. And we do it in so many different ways because the demons that we are possessed by help us close our ears So in our world today, where are our demons? And how do our demons, and I'm not talking about somebody else's demons, I'm talking about our demons, your demons, my demons, how do our demons react when they are brought out in the open? I would suggest that we begin to pay attention. And we may learn a lot about how we contribute to what's going on in the world today. Amen. What I'm about to say is going to sound very strange to our ears. But if we look at these stories of Jesus and his ministry among the people of his time and his place, there's a dominant theme that comes through these stories. Jesus has a tendency to bring out the worst in people. I want you to think about that a minute. The presence of the gospel of Jesus Christ that proclaims feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and freeing the prisoner and proclaiming the good news. And that's the good news. There's nothing in Jesus' gospel about the good news being you're going to go to heaven when you die if you say the right words in the church service. The gospel is living the life of service. And that brings out the worst in people because our demons get defensive. When we start feeling defensive against the gospel, we have identified demons in our lives. And only the love and grace and mercy of Jesus that is also in our lives can rid us of those demons. Let us go from this place asking the question, what about Jesus? What about Jesus in our lives? Amen.